Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Isn't it just great to know that in the fire, he's going to be right there with you, and there's not a moment that he's going to fail you. King D Music featuring Cass reminding us, and the title of the song is Fire. He's really just reminding us that there's not a moment that you're going to be walking alone, because he's promised to be there for you. Before that, we also had the Psalmist Sifako Mahad. Imagine Summer Sifako with medley, taking us to 33 minutes after the hour of 12. Had a beautiful chat earlier on with Mr. Richard, and he was talking all things DVAC Youth Summit. Like I said, our team is out in Soweto for the DVAC Youth Summit. Had a great chat with Richard Morick, the executive director of Sealed Group and DVAC Invest Africa, just simplifying what it is and the role that they're playing in this youth month. It is youth month, and if we fail to focus on our youth and how we can equip them, I think we will truly have failed our future, because the youth is the future. Let's be realistic. And so a bit later today, we're also going to have a conversation with the CEO of the Gautrain Management Agency and the chairman of DVAC, and he's going to tell us about what role the Gautrain is playing, and basically just how important it is for them as well as the Gautrain Management Agency. So much still going to come up on the show. Remember, at the top of the hour, we've got news as well, and of course, great music lined up just for you. So don't go anywhere.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Uthandwa ngendlela ongasokuze uyiqonde. Khetha iRadio Pulpit 657 AM. Luthando olo.
Lovely song coming out there by Dierwald Goos, and This Is Our God, taking us to 22 minutes to 1. I don't make empty promises. I promised you earlier on that we would be having a conversation with Mr. Tshepo Kobe, who is the CEO of Gautrain Management Agency and the chairman of DVAC. And so he's on the line. Good afternoon and welcome, sir.
Good afternoon, Luko, and thank you for having me.
Lovely to have you. Now, let's get straight into it, sir. You are part of the DVAC Youth Summit as well as the Gautrain Management. Just tell us also what role you're playing. You're the chairman, and I see that I don't say it's gatekeeping, but definitely at the helm of all things. So what role is it that you're playing as the Gautrain Management CEO as well, and how important is it that you are also involved in the DVAC Youth Summit?
It is important for us as well. Let me talk about the role that I play with the guys at DVAC. The important thing is not actually gatekeeping. It's actually being there to allow ideas in. Mm. Actually, I'm the one who opens the gate rather than because a lot of conferences, by their nature and their engagements, they tend to be very close-minded, because the group of people that think about the things that they know and collectively think about them.
Exactly.
But what I try and do is I try and open it up and try and get people to think differently. You know, I always say, what is this preoccupation with a box? You know, you're saying think out of the box, but you're still next to the box. Get rid of the box.
Exactly.
It's holding you back, you know. So it's about getting rid of the box. And as a chairman, that's the more important part of the conversation. But as a Gautrain in itself, I think one of our strategies is it's about us being, you know, inclusive. But inclusive in itself means I am bringing you into my way of doing things. Mm-hmm. But I speak it's about belonging and creating a world. I mean, we've just had a conversation on stage now with a panel of people who are my age, you know, relatively speaking. And I said to them, guys, we got to keep on, stop talking about the issue of, yeah, these kids must learn this and this and that. And I said, but are we making enough space for them to belong? Are we? It's not about including anybody. It's about you creating the sense of inclusiveness in your environment as a whole. But beyond anything else, you know, as we concluded, somebody said, you know, this is a space that we will exit soon. Jeez. And the question I always ask a lot of people is, who are you mentoring today that will then take from you or will learn enough to be able to go and live somewhere else? And we're not having enough of these conversations in South Africa at the current moment. And we are surprised at other people that at how we you know, we say the country is not led properly, or the country is in disarray to a great degree. It's not about that. It's about us creating the next generation of leaders. It's about us being able to say, what other careers exist that were not there a few years ago when we were there? And how do we get the youngsters? But also, how do we get feedback from them at how they see us? So sometimes you put jobs out into the market and nobody applies, and you go, what is going on? And you get to find out that, no, actually people don't want to work for you. Sure. And then it is these conversations that you actually find out from them, well, what do you want to have a conversation about?
Yeah.
And it allows them to speak to us rather than us speaking at them. And that is a shift in conversation that we need to build on.
Yeah. Now, one is probably sitting and thinking, okay, I get why the other people want to be involved with the youth. But I mean, why is the Gautrain having so much interest in this? How does it like benefit them? Why is it so important for them to involve themselves in youth initiatives? Maybe just enlighten us on that one.
So, you know, that when I walked in the morning, somebody was asking me, so where's the Gautrain new line going? And I looked through the window here at the theater and I pointed at an open field. I said, the new station is going there. The new Javelin station actually sits just behind the theater here.
Oh, wow.
It is important that we as an organization actually start embedding ourselves in other vehicles. And it's a strategy which I call all aboard. It's bringing the brand to the people.
Yep.
I don't want somebody to actually protect the Gautrain and not damage it because, you know, it is well guarded. I want it to be protected because the community believes in it. And
yeah.
I want it to be protected because the youth actually hold it as something that not only benefits them, but it's something that is key, that is, you know, somebody might remember us for an idea that we brought, you know, as I call it, in these conversations.
Yeah.
And somebody would say, those are the people that actually made me who I am.
True.
And therefore, I cannot allow somebody, you know, a lot of railway lines and a lot of railway companies, they are surprised at how damaged they became. It's because they had railway lines have alienated themselves, or railway companies have alienated themselves from the communities. And this is about us bringing communities not only closer, but bringing them on board and bringing them to be able to appreciate us and the infrastructure that we have because we are there.
I love that.
The whole Ubuntu thing, we are because they are too.
I love that. Actually, I was listening earlier on to Mr. Richard, and he spoke about how, you know, some people have actually never even been on the Gautrain as yet. And it's almost as if you're now bringing the attention to say, hey, we're here for your convenience as well.
Yes, it is an important conversation. Remember, beyond everything else, we're a business. And we can do everything. But it's also about the awareness of the brand and being able to say, well, you know, sometimes people do business with people who they like.
True.
And that is a fact in business. And one of the things that we had neglected long-term was that, well, build it and the people will come. The people will go, well, who do I know that works there? And,
yeah.
And when people can relate to your business, and you know, the most amazing thing now of lately that we're learning from what they call it, from the new generation, is that they work in places where those places actually have the same ideals as them.
True.
If you believe in order they call it in saving the environment, they will work for you. But
yeah.
If you're a company that does not care about the environment, they will say, I don't want my name attached to that, because a lot of them see themselves as brand much earlier than when they become leaders. And that becomes an important. So they have a social presence, and they see themselves. When they say, I am attached to this company, it becomes important that they see themselves as, I am attached to a company that actually supports the youth and support them.
I love the sound of that. Maybe because we've spoken about the summit, I think it's also important to say, look, we've all, like I said to you, we've always thought, it's just the Gautrain, it's just a mode of transport, and that's about it. But now today we are learning a new side to you, that you are going out to the community and empowering the youth. Maybe also you can also fill us in on other more initiatives that you guys are running, or a certain way that we can reach out to the company and see what else, how do we follow you guys and the work that you do also in our communities?
We have a lot of social media platforms. So we are on LinkedIn, we're on Instagram, we are on Facebook, or we're also on Twitter. But, you know, we're talking about other platforms that we bring for the community.
Mm.
There's also a bit where we actually bring scholars onto the system.
All right.
And we bring them on. The other days I was doing an interview with SABC. I had a group of toddlers, grade R students, just walk behind me.
Uh-huh.
And for me, that's the epitome of what I do. On the day when we were celebrating our 14th year, last Friday, I was on the system creating. I have a team that makes me do interesting things. So I was back I was walking around on the system with a stabilizer and my phone. I was taking videos. As I was taking videos, same thing happened. You know, a group of toddlers that, you know, probably had been in crash or something of the sort, with their teacher walked past. And as I was taking videos, they started dancing. And
okay.
To me, that's the moment that brings that awe. But it's also the moment that says we are creating impact beyond. We have a purpose. You know?
Yeah.
And when you start talking about us, you know, transforming spaces, people, and the economy through mobility. This is the kind of thing that we're talking about.
Yeah. Now, before I let you go, sir, I think the more important thing that we're really having a conversation about here is the DVAC Youth Summit, which you are involved in as a chairperson as well. Maybe what I really would like to hear from you is, a young person's listening right now. You are involved with the organization. What would you say to them, and how would you encourage them to actually attain more of these? How will it benefit them?
A lot of these summits are quite empowering. I mean, the first bit that we had, I gave a talk on, you know, believing in yourself and believing in, not in your limitations. You know, I said to them, you know, there's a Zulu phrase that says "Nalagana kutekona giasa," you know, which loosely translated means even those who do not have a cock, the sun will rise by their house.
Yeah.
But in essence, it says it does not mean that because you come from a family that doesn't have anything, then your day where you are successful and the sun rises by your house will not come. And to me, it is about us empowering used to reframe their mind.
Yeah.
And I said to them earlier on, you know, you get told seeing is believing.
Mm.
But I tell you now, believing is seeing.
Okay.
If you can believe it, you'll be able to see it.
Sure.
And you get told out of sight, out of mind. And I tell you now, you know, out of mind, it's going to be out of sight.
Exactly.
If it's not in your head and you're not imagining it, you're not going to be able to aspire for it.
Oh,
and
wow.
It is about us sharing these insights into life. But beyond that, I mean, the conversation we've just had now, it was about how, you know, what do you do? When do you go to an interview? You know, what is the attitude? You know, somebody said, attitude is loud. Attitude
All right.
is everything. And it's things like that that you remember. But ultimately, as they say, until the cat that wants to become a lion, the first thing that it must do, it must stop its appetite for it.
Sure.
And which means you must think big.
Yeah.
And there's a conversation we're having
here. So. Sure, man. Mr. Tsepo, you and I would never stop talking, because I can hear the passion in your voice, especially when it comes to a young person. Thank you so much for having so much impact in our youth, especially in this youth month. You know, just coming out here and reminding a young person that it's possible, you can do it. Like you said, if it's out of mind, it's out of sight. Thank you so much. Have a great day then.
Get in touch with the truth. The Light and the Life, 657 AM.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life Explained.
Passionate about God, passionate about people. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.